Today is E-Day in Europe. The euro, the new single currency, is now the official coin of 12 European Union states. 300 million people from the Arctic Circle to the Azores are getting to know the new coins and bills. Not since the Roman Empire has a single currency been in such wide use. While there's been some grumbling across the continent about loss of national identity, perhaps no country has welcomed the euro more than Italy. NPR's Silvio Poggioli reports.
For weeks, TV has been broadcasting public service announcements to prepare Italians for the new currency.
Arriva l'euro. Cambiano i soldi. Non cambia la vita.
A reassuring voice says the euro is coming. The money may change, but life will be the same. But maybe not. Italians will have to learn to live without all their zeros. Over the last several decades, constant devaluation inflated the Italian currency. Today's lira millionaire is worth all of $500. A tobacco shop owner in Rome has a brand new calculator on her counter, and she's eager to deal with the new currency. She says they should have eliminated all those zeros long before now. We looked ridiculous with all these millions and billions like an underdeveloped country. Italians will have 2 months until the lira is definitively phased out. And as of last night, only 20% of the country's ATMs were euro-ready. The new currency will force Italians to take coins more seriously. Euro coins are actually worth something, not like the old ones. The biggest-selling Christmas item was coin purses, long-forgotten objects now back on sale by popular demand. Shop windows are filled with the latest designer models, and the most visible logo is the euro sign, an E slashed by two horizontal lines. Ruggeri is a popular delicatessen in central Rome. The proud owner, Mr. Ruggeri, demonstrates to a customer how his scale and cash registers have been adapted to show both euros and the old currency. A customer, a magistrate, is not nostalgic for the lira.
Tutto sommato, le radici non sono più la moneta.
The currency is not a symbol of our roots. Our roots are our culture and way of living. We have never been particularly nationalistic. It is important that the currency represent unity, and this unity must now be Europe.
According to a recent Wall Street Journal poll, most Europeans wanted to keep their currencies. But in Italy, only 39% said they prefer to keep the lira. That name as a unit of measurement has been around since the time of Charlemagne. The first silver lira coins were minted in the 15th century in various Italian city-states. And once Italy was unified in 1860, the lira was chosen as the national currency. Italians have since had numerous lira variations. During the Nazi occupation, there was a fascist version. And after U.S. soldiers landed in Sicily, there was an AM lira, an American lira, used by Allied troops as they moved north. The 7 euro bills, ranging from 5 to 500 euros, will be the same throughout the EU. But each country is minting its own coins. The Italian ones will have works of Botticelli and Leonardo da Vinci and images of Marcus Aurelius, Dante, and the Colosseum. As Italians feted the arrival of the euro last night, the lira, a weak currency with a painful history, began to enter the realm of memory. In the minds of many older Italians, the lira, or the lack of it, was associated with poverty and suffering. This fishmonger in Rome bade farewell to the lira with a song Italian immigrants sang on their way to America a century ago.
Mamma mia, dammi cento lire che in America voglio andare. Cento lire io te le do, ma l'America no, 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 dai.
Oh mama, give me 100 lire, because to America I must go. 100 lire I will give you, but to America, no, no, no. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.